1015thehawk.com.
Greg on the line this morning. The lady behind the Tunes and Wooden Spoons Facebook group and page, the matriarch of the McDonald family, Mary Janet McDonald, joins us on the line this morning. Mary Janet, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you all?
Very well.
Doing
very well.
Thanks.
Now, Mary Janet, let's start this. You started Tunes and Wooden Spoons about 3 months ago. Right?
That's correct. That's right.
And it started with the cinnamon roll recipe.
That's right.
Now, why are you giving away the cinnamon roll recipe for free?
I should be getting some money for this, shouldn't I?
I would think that, but
the opportunity is there.
Right? Okay. So first of all, I will tell you this. I have not tried the cinnamon roll recipe myself.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people have. I know a lot of people have commented and have linked to your page or linked to you and saying that I've done MJ's cinnamon rolls. Why you give them away for free? I don't understand that.
Well, you know what? I think Cape Bretoners, we just do that. You know what? We just love making people happy.
Very
and
true.
And yet we're, you know? And look, it was never meant to be a thing. And, you know, my daughter just said, you know, Mom, why don't you just go live and, you know, make your cinnamon rolls, show people how to make them. And it was just as simple as that. And it's just turned into this little thing. But I'm going to keep on going.
Yeah, so it was just going to be that one-off, and then it sort of evolved into this weekly Facebook show that you do?
Yes, that's exactly how it happened. We were just trying to think of things we could do to pass the time, and the idea was that we might, you know, people would take turns in the family, you know. I just thought it would just be out there to family and some friends if you did a Facebook Live. But, a couple of friends did follow up and do a couple of shows, but then I just took over on the Sunday afternoons, and it's turned into a nice following,
and
it makes people happy.
And it's something you started to do as people started, you know, having to stay home because of COVID-19, correct?
That's right.
So now
that's right.
You plan to continue doing it even as, you know, things start to loosen up a bit?
I think that I will. Yes, I do believe I will. I mean, it's turned into something more than that. Like, I'm doing a cookbook now, so you want to engage your audience and have that. I've done the aprons, and I've sold lots of my aprons. So there is, you know, even though I'm not selling the recipe, and there's still some revenue coming
all
in
right.
from this little thing.
That makes me happy. I just want
well,
to make sure you're getting...
You
know getting I just want to make
it
sure you get paid.
It wouldn't have been possible without the Chamber of Commerce that I actually even did the aprons. It was a suggestion from a course I took from the Hawkesbury Chamber of Commerce. So there you go.
Now, with this, I've perused the page, right? You've got bread pudding, you've got rhubarb pudding dessert, you got peanut butter chocolate chip cookies, carrot muffins and cream cheese, with Don and Marty Beaton, by the way, they're part of that one, Lemon Loaf Part 2, former Canadian Idol finalist Mitch McDonald, your son, by the way. I know you know that, but some people might not. It's like I'm explaining to Mary Janet.
Yeah, exactly. This is your son, Mary Janet.
Your other children, you know, Company Road. Mitch McDonald is Mary Janet's son. He's done a couple of shows with you. This is huge for Sunday afternoons. Who's eating all the stuff that you're making at the house?
Oh my God. Oh, I tried to give it away. You know what? Faithfully, I was bringing it to the co-op, the workers there during COVID.
Yeah.
I'd bring them, some of it, and I'd drop it off to the post office as well, to the workers at the post office, essential people that are out in our community. And sometimes there'd be, unfortunately, deaths in the community, and I'd try to drop stuff off there, too. So, yeah, this I'm sure you've heard of COVID-15,
mm-hmm.
the extra pounds. So I'm guilty of that, too.
I think we all are. Talking.
Greg, you sound so defeated,
well,
man.
I mean, so defeated. It's funny you bring it up because during COVID, all the girls in my house wanted to do was bake, and someone had to eat it, so that was me. So here we are today, talking.
Oh, I know.
Talking to Mary Janet McDonald from Tunes and Wooden Spoons. Go ahead, Mary Janet. Sorry.
And no, I was just talking about how, I mean, not just because of Tunes and Wooden Spoons, but so many of the stores were running out of ingredients as well, flour and yeast and you name it, because people were getting back to basics and baking. So it was kind of really nice. And there were lots of people that I hear from that have never baked before and are, you know, regardless of, you know, you can give a recipe and you just put it out there, but some people just need a tutorial from start to finish. And really, all of my little shows are very long for YouTube or for the normal person, but they're still getting the views because people need that direction. And it's so nice to be able to teach that to some. You know what I mean?
For sure. And all these recipes, are they all your own or family recipes?
They're all family recipes or recipes acquired over the years from friends or something you tasted and you liked. But quite a lot of the basic ones were from my mother-in-law, who's long gone now. But she was a beautiful baker and always had good stuff in. So, and some from my mother, the mother who raised me, and some of her recipes were there too. So, and long ago I had, Cecil and I had given a little box made from an old elm tree that was on our property, and we filled it with all of our recipes one Christmas. Yes, we do homemade Christmas. So all of the children, all seven of them, all received one of these elm tree boxes that Cecil and his brother put together, and I put all these little 3x5 index cards in it with typed up recipes in there for them. So yes, so many of them are passed down from wonderful people.
That sounds like the best Christmas present ever.
They loved it. They really did.
Seriously, a recipe box with mom's recipes made by dad. That sounds amazing.
That's pretty neat, yeah. So, Mary Jenny, you mentioned, you know, hearing from people. In terms of reach of the show, how far away do you hear from people? Who's reached out to you?
Well, it's just been amazing. I mean, it's all over Canada and the U.S. are the most, because you can check those insights on Facebook, right? But I have been hearing from as far away as Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Switzerland, of course, Scotland and Ireland. Have some friends in Scotland. So, you know, France, a guy that just wrote me this week, he's from Spain, wondering what the weight was of a brick of cream cheese that I refer to, because he's baking over there. It's amazing to think that it's reaching out there. So it's pretty cool.
It's for sure. 400 grams, isn't it? In a brick of cream cheese?
250 grams.
250.
In the ones that I use, yep.
You mentioned you're tracking like Insight and stuff like that. How many people roughly would you say tune in each week?
On the live stream itself, it's anywhere from the lowest was 300 and some up to like a little over 900 watching the live show. And then on the Insights, it says there's so many thousands and thousands that are engaged or... Well, the engaged is a good thing, but it goes up to over 20,000 sometimes. So basically, I guess, and when you see how many people are engaged, it means that they've either liked it or they've commented or they've shared it. And, you know, and some people, there's over 41,000 right now that are following. But, you know, those are the large numbers, but really actively, I would say there's probably about a constant 500 people that are with me every week. And it's almost a full-time job just keeping up with the emails and notes that they send and all of that. So it's just become, I certainly have been busy during COVID-19. It's not like I didn't have anything to do.
The link is up on our Facebook fan page to Tunes and Wooden Spoons, talking with Mary Janet McDonald this morning. Mary Janet, just looking at the numbers here, the first big one, the cinnamon rolls, 193,800 views. On that particular video, okay. As of right now, 193,800 views on that video alone.
Yeah.
And then they go on 12,000, 8,000, 26,000 views on crisp molasses cookies, 34,000 views on cream cheese tarts, 23,000. Yesterday you did banana bread, and there's 13,000 views on that right now, too. If you want to check out Mary Janet's videos, go to her Facebook. You can find the link off our Facebook page. And Mary Janet, I hope to get one of those recipe books. You said you're putting a cookbook together.
I will let the hawk know.
Yeah, I want to get one of those myself because I got to try like all of the things. I have not been doing the baking, so I have not put on the COVID-15.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm going to have to start, you know, soon. Soon.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks.
Well, maybe if I'm smart one of these days, I'll send some goodies up.
No, don't do that.
We have to share.
No, I appreciate it, but if it's here, I'll eat it.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
We'll gratefully accept it, Mary Janet.
Look at you. Mary Janet, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate
it. You're welcome. So nice to talk to you.